the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order.
7:33, Verizon time.
In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on January 9th, 2014, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. In addition, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administrative office, and in each of the Clinton Township schools. And lastly, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskowitz, can maybe please have a roll call?
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. Frieden? Ms. Hand?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mr. McKeenan?
Present.
Mr. Fattuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Ms. Verderama?
Here.
Ms. McLaughlin, can you lead the board in the pledge of allegiance, please?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. McTiernan, would you please serve as the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Yes.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the monthly board meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Monday, July 28th, 2014. To begin tonight's meeting, I'd like to welcome Mr. Anthony Jeskowitz to the Clinton Township School District. Mr. Jeskowitz is our new business administrator and board secretary. Welcome. We're happy to have you and looking forward to working with you over the next few years.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd also just like to bring to everyone's attention on the board that you have an updated board task list in front of you. You'll notice that the items that we've completed as a board or as a staff within Clinton Township are highlighted in blue. And those are the things that we have completed from the last monthly board meeting until today. That's all my comments for this evening. I'd like to now move to the report of the superintendent, Dr. Clark.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. I do have an HIV report. I didn't want you to have a meeting without one. So we did have two HIV incidents that were investigated at the ESY program. None were substantiated as HIV. And I have some updates in that I'll talk about new business regarding HIV training. Thank you. Yes. You do. There has to be a motion to accept the superintendent's HIV report. We just got an update today, so that's why there's no motion there, but we need to have a motion.
Do we need to write the resolution now?
I would say motion to accept the superintendent's HIV report.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to accept Dr. Clark's. A second?
A second.
Megan?
She got it. She's best.
Any questions for Dr. Clark on her report this evening? Seeing none, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Frieden? Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McKeenan?
Yes.
Mr. Fattuto?
Here, yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderama?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. I just noticed in the policies and regulations, the ones that were on the website for a reading don't match the numbers, but I also noticed the revised next one, so I didn't know where.
There's lots of corrections. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of corrections.
Okay, but I didn't, like, in the ones that were listed, there's not all of those numbers listed, and so that was why I was just. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address the board this evening? No, seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to our first recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We will follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone and state your name and address. We'll be limiting this section to 15 minutes. Would anyone like to address the board? Okay, seeing none then, we will ask Mr. Deskowitz to please give the report of our business administrator.
Current date of the Board of Education's next meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 25th, 2014 at 7:30 p.m. in the Clinton Township Middle School Auditorium.
I'm looking for a motion for BA 001, action item 15 BA 001 to action item 15 BA 004.
So moved.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Second.
Second, Ms. Hand. Any questions? No questions? Seeing none then, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Frieda? Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto? Yes. Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vergarama?
On action, item 15BA 001.
Sorry, Megan, can you speak up, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think on action, item 15, isn't that what it is? BA 001, the minutes and the executive. Are we there?
Yeah.
Okay.
We couldn't hear you. I thought.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't messing up again. Executive session I have to abstain from on June 23rd. And I also have to abstain from July 14th, 2014. But yes, on the rest. Sorry.
Ms. McLaughlin?
On action item 15BA 001, I have to abstain for the minutes for June 23rd, both executive sessions for June 23rd, but yes to July 14th minutes. And yes to the rest.
And Ms. Green?
Yes. Thank you. Moving on to our reports of our committees, our first committee report this evening is Facilities and Finance. Mr. Kevin Malloy is chairperson of that committee. Mr. Malloy, can you give your report, please?
Thanks, Mrs. Grant. I appreciate that. Yes. The Facilities and Finance Committee met last Monday, July the 21st. The committee did not meet in full, as unfortunately I was unable to attend. However, the summary of that meeting is roughly as follows. There was the continued discussion of regular operating district grants, and work is now underway on some of the construction projects at Spruce Run and Patrick McGarren School. Given some of the permitting issues that were discussed at the last public session, we think that it is possible that this construction won't be completed by the beginning of the school year. However, we're doing everything within our power to make sure that that happens. We are optimistic, or probably hopeful, probably a little bit better than optimistic, I would say. Other items that were discussed, a quick update on aid. The long and the short is that the aid numbers from last year to this coming have not really changed. There was some shuffling a bit, some school choice monies and some extraordinary aid monies being offset by increased aid in other areas. So the net-net is, I think, a $37 increase in aid from last year to this. Fortunately, the committee and the business office budgeted about 60% in the anticipation that it would be some aid change. So the board and the district will not be caught flat-footed on that. Transportation update, we will be going out very shortly, probably within the next few weeks, on bidding out the athletic transportation routes, as well as exploring some of the other bus routes that we've been talking about. We'll be working with our consultant, Mr. Jerry Ford, on creating an optimized route schedule. Additionally, and this is something that was discussed at prior meetings, there will be a summary of the appeals process for cul-de-sacs that will be going out once some of these routes are finalized. They will be going out to those cul-de-sacs.
Went out.
Oh, they've already gone out. They went out today. Good. Okay. I didn't live in a cul-de-sac, so I didn't get it. yes. apart from that, so there are 22 items to be moved tonight that are fairly norm and in the normal course of what we're doing. Items related to bills, that's FF02 and 03, the payment of bills. District travel for some of our administrators and teachers. FF items 05, 6, and 7 relate to the issuing, the reissuing of stale checks. That's basically checks that are past their validity date that needed to be destroyed and reissued out of other accounts. Small item, we are applying, and just to be clear, this is, I believe, a reapplication. It's something we've had in the past, and we have to reapply every year for a toilet waiver for kindergarten at Spruce Run School. Correct? This is something that we do every year. So we will be recycling some old computers and making getting rid of those. That's FF09. There's a small appropriation of aid that we discussed in prior meetings. That's FF10. Other items include testing and evaluation for certain students with IEPs. We also gratefully accept the donation of books to the Clinton Township Middle School Library. So with that, I seek a motion on items FF002 through FF0023.
Motion. Second.
Any questions for Mr. Malloy?
I have a quick question. Are stale checks like checks that we issued and they just never cashed them?
Yes. A stale check is a check that's been issued but it's not been cashed, and there's a validity date. I think checks are only good for 180 days.
Carry checks, $719.
So our checks are only valid for 60?
60.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go.
So we issue checks to these people and they just don't cash them? $719, not cashed?
Well, all right then.
Yep.
Aren't we nice?
I have to find a few of those.
It may have been misplaced.
No. I get that. When I was reading it, I was like, that's a lot of checks that people just.
It happens, right? So if you're used to being paid through direct deposit, and then you get something sort of outside your normal payroll as a check, sometimes it's. I've mislaid not a $719 check, but
exactly.
I've mislaid a check before.
I could see the 23-cent one, but the $719 one, I can't.
All right, that was.
Can I ask another clarification question? So I noticed that some of these people are no longer in our district. Are we working to find their current addresses so that they can properly get paid?
Okay, good. I would miss
them. Any other questions for Mr. Malloy?
I just have a quick question about the disposal of the technology. You know, the things.
Those are those computers and the hardware and stuff that gets donated and recycled.
And the hard drives are destroyed.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Malloy? Seeing none, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Hand?
I need to abstain on 002 and 003, and yes on all the rest.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Tuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderamo, I'm sorry?
No, that's okay, yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Moving on now to the report of our Personnel Negotiations Committee. Mr. McTiernan is the chairperson of that committee. Mr. McTiernan, can you give your committee's report, please?
Certainly. We've got 27 items up for review, one of which we need to make an amendment on. If I can draw your attention to action item 15PN-016, which is the Board of Education approving the employment of Nicole Fuentes. We need to adjust the salary there.
Mm-hmm.
The
Dan, wrong one.
Wrong one?
Next 017.
Oh, never mind. Let me draw your attention to another one.
Well, I'm sure Nicole would want us to, too.
That's 017, Christina Kroll. And there we need to adjust the salary from step ABC to read step ABC Masters in Field, and that would be at $52,892. Versus the items that are there. The 27 other items that we have up for approval demonstrate that during the school year and summer recesses that the administrators do spend a lot of time working. We've got 5 resignations to review and approve here, 1 job description that I'd like to have the attention of the Board of Ed to look at and make sure that they're in concert with that, which is the Supervisor Evaluation and Student Programs. The position has been posted and advertised. There were approximately, I think, a little bit less than 50 people applying for the position, of which a candidate pool of approximately 3 were brought in for interviews. So we are in the interviewing process. 2 members of the board are engaged in that. 2 principals, a parent, teacher. So we've got a pretty good committee going through the group interview process, which is intimidating for anyone. But please do look at that job description, and if you have any concerns, additions, or questions, contact myself or our superintendent for review. We also are in here as with our new BA, we need to appoint Anthony to a number of different items that are up there for approval, and also, most importantly, is to make sure that he is a designee for petty cash, so that any petty cash items that come up, we've got someone who can approve and get us cash, and get those things paid for. You can also see in here is that a lot of things take place during the school year. There's summer curriculum writing that's going on, extended school year programs, child study teams, aides, etc. Also encouraging the administrators to be looking for more individuals that are qualified to be part of child study teams, etc., to help during upcoming school years, is that we are a little bit short on people. We have enough to get the work done. We're relying on the same individuals over and over again. We probably need to spread a little bit of that wealth and make sure that we've got a good bench in case anything should happen. We've got some new substitutes, some new aides that are being approved in here, and a couple of positions changes where people are moving from one classroom to another or from one grade to another in different functionalities. So with that, what I'd like to do is put up for PN002 through PN028 for your review and approval. Make a motion.
Motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. McTiernan?
One question. Reading the job description this afternoon, it mentioned that this person, the supervisor, would also fill in as a building principal should the building principal be absent. Do we expect this person to float, or will they be stationed permanently in one of the buildings?
They'll be stationed at the middle school, but they will be doing evaluations through the whole district because that's part of the evaluation process. We have to do it sometimes in teams. And in different buildings. So they will be going to other buildings to do evaluations, but all our administrators in all the job descriptions, you have to cover for a building principal. If a building principal is out, we have to move somebody into covering the building. So
this person theoretically can cover any building if they had to on a given day.
Yeah.
And they have this person, I also saw that the qualification would be a principal certificate too.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last
There would be
part.
A certificate for being
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes.
Okay.
It also presents a good opportunity for the school district to bring in new thought leadership from an experience perspective, and also it's a good development opportunity for someone within the school district to come in, take over that position, learn some of these, and also bring in possibly some new thought leadership to that also.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Any other questions for Mr. McTiernan? No, seeing none, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Verderama?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Moving on to our Policy and Curriculum Committee, Ms. McLaughlin is the chair of that committee. Ms. McLaughlin?
The Policy and Curriculum Committee did not have an opportunity to meet, although we have corresponded via email. There are several new policies and regulations on your agenda, but before we begin, we have to make several friendly amendments. So get your pens ready, because we'll be editing. I'm going to go down the list, and I'm just going to tell you which ones to cross off. So policy 1581, we are not having a first reading of that policy. It's the first one, so cross that out. If you skip down to 2481, I need to correct the word hone to home, H-O-M-E. If you go down to the regulations, there is no regulation 1581, so cross that off. I'll go slowly because your pens will be busy. You're going to now skip down to 2481 and cross that off. And then you're going to cross off the next three policies, 5611, 5612, and 5613.
Regulation.
All those regulations are not being brought forth tonight. Because these are first readings, and the Policy and Curriculum Committee has not met to fully discuss them, I would ask that the board members read the policies, which were in your board packet, and we will be meeting in 2 weeks. So if you have any language changes or suggestions, I know Dan had already sent out one, we will discuss them in committee in August.
With the revisions, I don't recall seeing all these in the packet, these policies up top. Are they all in? I don't recall seeing all of these.
They should have. Did you get the... In committee, we got that organizer, that spreadsheet that said which were the different ones with the corrections.
I read it this afternoon. I just don't recall seeing all these.
No, I'm pretty sure they were. I mean, I know what they were mine, but.
They were in mine.
Okay, they must have been there. I didn't know what's across
there. And I sent them separate to the policy committee.
All the electronic communication.
Well, right, that's why I said, because sometimes I don't get what everybody else gets. Like, I don't know. Did everybody get that language change?
No, I sent them separate to the policy committee ahead of time and then to the full board. There's a spreadsheet with it that explains what the changes are, why the state wanted them changed, or was recommending.
Okay, I need to make one more correction. We're going to go down to action item 15PC003, and under board goals, it said to develop a new strategic plan, and I want to make a friendly amendment so that it says review, evaluate, and update. We're not developing a new one. So it should say review, evaluate, and update. And I think that's it for changes. So now I will go through them. I did mention that we will be meeting in 2 weeks for discussion on these policies. We need to update our website so that the public knows which policies we're actually talking about. We had met 2 weeks ago on July 14th for a board retreat in the library, and we came up with some district goals for the year. So I'm going to just read them to you. It says district goals: implement rigorous curriculum grounded in NJCCCS and reflective of 21st century learner, develop supportive environment to enhance education and enable students to become productive citizens, engage and involve the community in a mutually beneficial partnership. And then one of our board goals for the year is to review, evaluate, and update the strategic plan during the 2014-15 school year in collaboration with administration, staff, and the community. And then our last action item, 15PC004, is for a field trip that took place during the school year that we need to adjust. So with that being said, I want to move action items 15PC002 through 15PC004.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin?
One. The trip, and I don't know if you can, but it sounds pretty interesting. Could you fill us in?
I'm going to divert to Dr. Clark on that one.
Okay. You said would, it sounds...
He wants to know
CTMS
more
law
about
adventure.
The
just, law was, adventure. It just sounds kind of interesting. I was just...
It is. It's kind of cool. And the kids have... it's done with... oh, gosh, I can't... For some reason, I'm not pulling up the name of it. Do you know the legal group in Rutgers, part of Rutgers?
The law school?
No.
That's awesome.
There's a legal group that runs a series of debate and legal training where the kids go and they do. You got it? Yes, thank you. The Bar Foundation. Thank you.
Well, the Bar Foundation uses Rutgers. It's not at Rutgers.
All right. Got me on a technicality.
I do it every day. That's no,
thank
no problem.
You, Mr. Jones.
That's no problem.
The New Jersey Bar Foundation runs a program that our middle school in Richmond students participate in, and they go for a trip to for a law adventure, and they learn about debating tactics. They learn about presenting cases and how to do that. And they actually work on cases and present them to each other.
So
really interesting and fun.
That is interesting. I'm just questioning whether or not my children are in enrichment by the time they get there. Do I want them to go? Do I want my kids effectively debating?
I'm a girl.
No, yes.
My daughter.
Yes, you do.
We'll let your daughter go.
Thank you. That just sounded interesting. So
yes,
that's
it is fun.
Thanks.
Any other questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? May we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Abstain on 02 and yes on 3 and 4.
That was on 02, correct?
Yeah, yes.
This is Verderamo?
Yes.
This is McLaughlin?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our communications committee, Mrs. Bergarama.
It's a lot there. We're meeting in August, so there's not much to report. Hopefully in August, August actually report.
Good. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay. We move on to our old business section. This portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business on school-related matters only. It is not a time to make personal statements. Rather, it is a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and to bring up old topics relative to the business of the board. I'd like to start off by asking Mr. McTiernan, who's our liaison to the town council, to review anything that he may have heard or seen from the town council since our last meeting under this section.
A number of things are going on with town council, I think two of which are important for the board to be aware of. Again, coming back and letting you know that they're still looking at COA. Not sure exactly what they're going to do with COA. In other words, how are they going to split that out? There's a number of different time frames being discussed as to when the COA units must be built or must be completed and where they will be. Right now, the considerations are the old municipal building location, at the Marukian Estate, and also Windy Acres. Probably each of those will have some portion of the COA commitment, which is roughly around 195 units. That time frame for installation, anywhere from 2020 to 2014. So there's a number of different dates and things that are going on. Our phase two commitment, I believe, is 135 units. The phase three that is up for negotiation would be the difference between 135 units to 195. Please be a little bit flexible on my numbers, as the numbers discussed in council have fluctuated significantly also. Second thing, which I think is important to know from a school perspective, is Lieutenant Doug Higgins is currently in charge of the police department, and Lieutenant Higgins is asking for additional staffing. as two senior officers are retiring, one at the end of the year, one at the beginning of next year, and two other officers have already retired, leaving them with up to 9 vacant positions. Most of those vacant positions are for traffic, but when you look at school security and that, making sure that officers are able to respond if needed, it's important that we see the police department appropriately staffed. So council is taking that under consideration. Lieutenant Higgins will be bringing a presentation and additional data to the council at the next council meeting scheduled for August, again, to look at bringing two officers on, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. Any questions for Mr. McTiernan on his report from the town council? Okay. Would any board member like to bring up any old business?
I have old business. Previously, in the last year, we've met a few times to look at the website and talk about some issues with the website and communicating effectively with the public. And so I was wondering if we could revisit looking at the website and possibly even forming a committee, maybe an ad hoc type committee with some community members on how we could perhaps alter the website to make it easier to navigate.
We can establish an ad hoc committee, probably started in the September timeframe, if that works. If any board member would like to be part of that ad hoc committee, please let me know in the next, let's say, 10 days. In addition, it's probably not such a good time to contact parents and let them know about the formation of the ad hocs, so maybe in the beginning of September. We can send out an email blast to parents letting them know that we're going to establish an ad hoc committee this purpose, and see if anybody would like to volunteer. And at that point in time, we can make the ad hoc committee, create the ad hoc committee, go through the appropriate steps of doing that, and then come up with a schedule to meet to try to look at the website. Does that work?
Sounds like a plan.
Very good. Any other old business board members like to bring up? I'd like to then move on to new business. Under this section, like the old business section, this is not a time to make personal statements, rather it's time to discuss new topics relative to the business of the board. Are there any new topics any board members would like to bring up? Mr. Sturgeon?
A couple weeks ago, I had an opportunity to visit ESY with Mrs. Steinheimer and Dr. Clark, and I just wanted to let the board know how that went. I try to visit that program once a summer. My daughter's in the program. This is my second visit with Dr. Clark. So I think it was a Tuesday we went into the program and Mrs. Steinheimer did a tour. The tour was here in this building where the program's been for 3 years, as well as at SRS. We have two grades at SRS for the younger kids. I don't know if the program's still called Little Stars, but the younger kids are at SRS in the autism program. But it was a very good visit. I noted that Mrs. Steinheimer was very familiar with the program. She was very engaged with the program and familiar with the staff and the kids, which was a change in my opinion. She was very familiar with what was going on in the school and noticed that she had asked the staff to provide lesson plans based on the kids' IEPs, which is a change. We haven't done that in the past. The staff in the rooms, a lot of you would recognize them as well because they're our regular teachers. But I saw a lot of teachers that I knew, therapists that I knew, and I saw a lot of teachers and special educators working as TAs, which is nice in the summertime. We also talked, you know, during the tour about some of the out-of-district placements, and she's been able to visit many of them and is visiting some of the others this summer. But overall, it was a very good visit. I thought the program was running well. I thought there's been some improvements instituted this year, and I appreciated the time taken by Dr. Clark and Mrs. Steinheimer to show me the program.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to bring up new business?
I thought Dr. Clark had new business.
Yeah, I would like to. Yes. I just wanted to share that on our task list, one of the things that we need to complete is the Board of Education has to have
If you recall, I believe it was last year or so that we had HIV training with David Nash. He is going to be scheduled again. We're looking at a date of the September 22nd meeting, and because he needs an hour for the training, and it's in open public session, I'm wondering if we could possibly start the board meeting that night at 7 p.m., if that works for you. I'll make sure we advertise it. So I just wanted to check with the board. Are we good? Or? Yes? Okay, so we'll advertise that for a 7 p.m. meeting on the 22nd. I'm not sure if this falls in old or new business, but I just, this afternoon, I received an email from Dr. Richard Gripp regarding the demographic study that he's been working on. And he said he's almost complete, and he's hoping that by August 15th, he would have information for us. So as soon as I get anything, I will share it with the board, and we'll see about scheduling a public presentation.
Thank you. Any other new business? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We'll follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comments section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the mic, state your name and address, and approach the board. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Would anyone like to approach the board? Okay. Seeing none. This is a record.
Mm-hmm. Just checking.
It's a world record. I don't know if my watch has stopped. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Does anyone ever say no? Sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Make sure tomorrow.